Hi there. Get ready because we are about to go and visit one of your past lives. The first thing I want you to do is to make yourself comfortable. Remember that any background noise that's around you or me, to just slowly let that filter into the background and only stay focused on my voice. It's really important for you to be comfortable, so if you have any tight clothing on right now, I'd like you to loosen that clothing. Just take a big deep breath, close your eyes, and just settle into your seat. Now I want you to take three deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Perfect. And again, in through your nose. Out through your mouth. And one more, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. You're beginning to let go and to relax more and more, feeling even more comfortable and relaxed in your mind, your body, and your spirit. Relaxation is now flowing throughout your body. You feel every muscle in your head begin to relax and let go. Your forehead muscles are relaxing, and now all the muscles in your face are relaxing, and all the muscles flowing down into your jaw, your neck, and your throat. It's like flowing a river of love as all these muscles begin to gently relax into your shoulders, into your arms. And you begin to feel the muscles in your arms and your hands, and you feel them just relax and let go of all the tension. And take a big, deep cleansing breath, letting go more and more now. As relaxation is flowing down through your back, and all the muscles in your back are beginning to relax, and you're just completely letting go. And now you feel yourself letting go in your hips, in your stomach, and all your organs. You can feel all of those begin to relax and let go. And you just feel this river of love and energy come over your body. And your thighs and your legs begin to relax. And now your toes and your ankles and your feet, they just begin to fully relax. And you just feel heavy in your seat. Because you know total relaxation is now flowing through and around your body. I want you to see yourself entering a path that's in a forest. And I want you to see yourself surrounded by the most beautiful trees. In fact, these trees are the biggest trees that you've ever seen in your entire life. They are just so stunning. And you feel the energy of these trees all around you. And you're also surrounded by flowers and thick, bright green moss that's all on the bed of the forest. It's all along on the sticks and the logs and any of the trees that have fallen onto the ground. And it feels almost dewy in this forest. You know, there's just so much energy from the trees. And you hear the birds chirping on the path, and the birds are colorful. They're beautiful, colorful birds, and they seem to follow you as you walk along. And you look up and you're amazed at the energy of these beautiful ancient trees. But you feel very safe and you feel very secure as you're walking along this path. You know that you are protected and that you are being guided. And up ahead on the path, you see this blue inviting mist. And you can see this mist and you feel like you want to walk into the mist. And you know that it's safe to do so. It's this welcoming calling to you that's almost like beaconing you or beckoning you to come forward. And through the mist, as you're walking through, you see this beautiful bridge that's all lit up. And it's surrounded, this bridge, by this calming peacefulness. And as you walk towards the bridge, you become aware of yourself as a divine spirit and a spiritual soul. You become aware of where your divine spirit is in your body. You feel that. And you now take a step onto the bridge. You're being very mindful and understanding that time is man-made and that all time, past, present, and future, exist at once. But it is guarded by a thin veil. With each step you take on the bridge, the veil begins to lower. And as you reach the other side of the bridge, you step off and become the observer of a past time, a past life. And you know in this past time and in this past life, you are safe and protected. And you intuitively know that your master guide is standing right beside you. So you have nothing to fear. You're very guarded, very guided, and very protected at this time. And as the mist clears, you look down at your feet. And I invite you to notice what you're wearing on your feet. Rising now out of the mist, in front of you is this stunning, ancient, sacred mirror. I want you to look into the mirror now. Are you a male or a female? What type of clothes are you wearing? From what period are they? Notice what your features look like. What is the color of your hair? As you're looking in this sacred ancient mirror, just get a sense of whether this life has been kind to you. How do you feel about who you are in this lifetime? Do you sense ease or struggle? I want you to take a look around and see if you recognize anyone in this lifetime. I want you to imagine that there's a scene of this lifetime playing out in front of you. Remember that you're an observer, but this time and this world can carry on around you. Even though you're observing it, it's there playing out in front of you. When you see people, what relationship to you are the people around you? Who are they to you? What place do they hold in your life in this lifetime? But do any of them hold a place in the lifetime that you're living right now on the other side of the forest? As the observer, with your master guide protecting you and beside you. I want you to find yourself in this lifetime, and I want you to observe yourself now as you're walking by or in a scene playing out in front of you. When you look at yourself, you will know the truth of this lifetime. What are you the most afraid of in this lifetime? What are you most wanting or needing, or what might you be lacking in this lifetime? Who do you love the most, and who do you hate the most in this lifetime? Now I want you to float back to a few days after you've passed in this lifetime. You'll see the people that you know, and you'll see them mourning you. Who are these people? And do you recognize any of these spirits in this lifetime that may also be in your current lifetime? How did you pass away in this lifetime? What were the circumstances of your passing? And what lessons have carried over into the life you're in right now, and with whom? Be open to whatever those answers are. You may see signs or symbols. You may hear people talking around you. You may see yourself. You may see those that you love talking about you. Soak up all of the information that you can in this moment. Now take a big, deep cleansing breath. As you do so, you will see the blue mist rise again. It's now time to cross back over the bridge, and you'll see the bridge appear behind you. You're okay to leave here now. You're not afraid, and you've learned so much from this lifetime. You now step back into the blue mist and back across the bridge, seeing in your mind all the portals behind you that you've opened today that are no longer serving you. One by one, you're leaving this place behind. You are fully aware of being back on the path now in the forest, walking back to your sense of self. You feel energized and rejuvenated. You appreciate this place and the gifts of knowledge that it's given you, but you know now that it is time to come back and to take that knowledge and to use it for your power, for your strength, and for your will in this lifetime. As you make your way back out of the forest, you're back aware of the room that you're in, aware of your amazing body, aware of your amazing spirit housed within, aware of the material underneath you and on you, aware of my voice, and opening your eyes, welcome back. Take a big deep breath. That was a lot. And now it's time for you to journal. You took a journey through a forest into the blue mist that took you back into one of your lifetimes. Your ego is probably telling you right now that possibly you made these things up. That's just not true. You see, we have the ability to take ourselves energetically back in time. When you journal, ask yourself, what was this lifetime? How did it serve me? What did I feel? Where did I live? Who was I with? See as you go about your day, either the rest of today or tomorrow, when you greet people, do you recognize their eyes, their energy? Is there someone around you and with you in this lifetime that maybe you hadn't recognized before? What fears do you need to let go of? What joys do you need to celebrate and reward yourself for? By journaling, you can bring forward a lot of messages and things that you might have been missing before. But now with the knowledge of this lifetime, you have a deeper awareness and understanding. Each lifetime you visit will give you more and more insight into the life you're living right now.